Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to Wise Money. This is Leanne and Garland Lenander inviting you to join us now for some important information, information that will help you with your financial situation. I'll give my phone number, and then Garland, you have to give yours. My phone number is 651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997.
Well, we talk so often about the different investments and things that we work with, and the different individuals who like to work with money and what they think about money. But we're going to talk a little bit about something a little bit different today. We're going to talk about liquid money. In other words, if you have an emergency, where are you going to get the money to take care of that emergency?
Now, when we talk about liquid money, we mean instant money. Mm-hmm. That means just like it was under the mattress or in your pocket.
That's right, because otherwise you're going to have some delays there, and we're going to cover all of that. Garwin, why don't we start out with the liquid money?
All right. First of all, the liquid money would be any cash that you've got that you can put your hands on in your pocket. Change, the little jar that you keep all your change in, money that you keep in your sock in the drawer, anything like that is cash. Cash is king, of course. But then the other one, which would be cash, would be a checking account. And checking account is cash because that's you write a check, it's cash. That's the most important thing. All right, Leanne, what's number two?
Well, when you look at your checking, you're looking at your savings, you're looking at your money markets. They all go together, correct?
Right.
And then we have something at the bank that we call CD, certificates of deposit. Now, when you're looking at a certificate deposit, it may not go to the full extent of the duration that you're holding that certificate of deposit, but you can get to it quickly by going to the bank.
Yeah, but the cry I always hear is, well, I'm going to have a surrender charge. Yes, that is true, but with the low interest rates that are in CDs right now, it really doesn't make any difference because you're not earning enough interest on your money to make a big deal of it. So, yes, CDs really are liquid cash.
Even with the little penalties.
Even with the little penalties, yes.
So the penalty is only on the interest that you've earned. They're not going to take your principal, right?
They will not take your principal.
Mm-hmm.
But typically a CD is done for 12 months, 18 months, 24 months, 5 years, whatever it happens to be. And if you take it out, a 12-month certificate, and you take it out in 9 months, you lose 3 months of, quote, 0.1% interest.
Yeah, yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah.
So really, a CD is not, at this point, with the low interest rates, it's not a big deal at all. Okay,
and
Leanne, what's next?
You can go if you have a regular investment account. Now, when we're looking at an investment account, it may hold stocks, it may hold bonds, it may hold mutual funds. So ETFs, those are examples, and they're in a regular investment account. But understand, if you have to get to that money, you're going to have to liquidate whatever you are holding. And in a case like that, for instance, stocks, if you sell a stock, you have to wait like 3 days before it settles. Mutual funds, you can generally get it the next day. It depends upon how your mutual fund is set up. ETFs are like stocks. They'll sell, but it takes 3 days to settle. So you will have to look at the time period in there, how long it will take to get that money out to you. And then it can be sent directly to your bank account, or you can get a check. If you get a check, it's going to take much longer. So take that into consideration when you're thinking of this and getting the liquid money from those accounts.
What do you mean by a regular account, Leanne?
Well, it's not labeled as an IRA or a retirement account. It's labeled as an account in your name. And it's all like Garwin Lenander or Leanne Lenander, and it's a regular account. So consequently, the money is available to you as soon as you get it down into the cash side of that investment account.
So it's not totally liquid, but it's almost totally liquid.
Yeah, because unless it's sitting in the cash account in that investment account, you have to liquidate something to get the money down into the that checking account, or if you have a checking account at one of the big firms, or into the money market so that they can get the money to you. And they can either send it directly to your bank, or they can send you a check. However they do it, there's going to be a time period in there that you have to be
typically short.
Waiting for it.
Typically a short period.
That's right.
Now, one other one that's really important that people use a lot is the cash value of the life insurance.
And that's the one that I think people have a real question about because they don't know about that.
Now, let's explain this a little bit. A whole life or a universal life or some form of cash building life insurance contracts almost always have some form of cash value in them. And that is really your money. And you can take that money out. Now you've got to be careful. You may destroy the contract. You may eat the contract up if there's not enough money in there to pay the mortality costs and the expense loads. But the cash value is available for you to take out unless it's a paid-up policy. Now you got to be careful of that.
Explain a paid-up policy.
A paid-up policy says what happens is the contract, the company guarantees. And I just did one the other day, a couple months ago, for a lady rolled in approximately $50,000 in a single contract for a paid-up contract of $100,000+ of death benefit. That means that cash value is used, guaranteed, to be paid up in the contract. If she doesn't take the cash out, the company guarantees that when she died, no matter when, 1 year from now, 40 years from now, that'll pay up $100,000 plus. Guaranteed. No matter what the interest rates are, up or down, they don't care. Now, she raids the cash value out. Oh, we got a new ball game. So that cash value is typically available to you. Now, it takes a little more time. It'll probably take a week and a half to 2 weeks to get that money. It might even take longer with some companies. But it's available, but it's not cash under the mattress.
That's a good question. I was going to ask, what constitutes liquid cash? If it takes 2 weeks, is that considered liquid?
It's still liquid, yeah.
How about 30 days?
Well, that's
pushing it?
That's pushing it. You're probably not. I wouldn't consider that liquid.
Okay.
Because sometimes cash value you could have in a week. But
I don't understand. What is the emergency?
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, talk about the emergencies that we might need this for.
Well, a childhood illness, a doctor bill, the roof on the house leaked, and we got to get it fixed. Well, if we're going to get it fixed, it's going to take them a week to get there and fix it. Cash value could get there.
Okay.
An accident,
something like that. That's why Leanne always yips about people having an emergency account. Got to have an emergency. Where is that money going to be? And any one of these things that we talked about could be used in an emergency account.
Okay, good enough.
Leanne, give your phone number again before Bob comes in here after me.
651-365-5000.
Mine is 651-436-3997.
And remember, people, if you don't get those, if you're driving around right now and don't have a pencil handy, give us a call Monday through Friday here at the radio station. We'll be happy to provide you the contact info.
Okay, now let's talk about non-liquid money, Leanne.
Well, when we talk about non-liquid money, you can get to it, not always when you want to get to it. And when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about things like a retirement account. You have an IRA, either at a mutual fund company or at the bank or at one of the big broker-dealers. You have an IRA, and you want to pull some money from that account. Well, yes, you can pull money from that account depending upon your situation, but do you want to pay the penalties? Because when you pull money from that retirement account, there's going to be taxes due, and there might be some penalties depending upon what you're invested in. So
and
understand that retirement account is for way down the line. And also, when you think about that, Do you want to pay the taxes? I think that's the big thing. Do you want to pay the taxes and any surrender charges depending upon what you're invested in? So it's not as liquid. They might have you fill out more forms depending upon how old you are. These are the things you have to take into consideration when you look at putting into a retirement account. It's for retirement. It's not for emergency purposes.
And the other big thing here is time. And this is the point that Bob brought up. Time. I got to have it tomorrow, or I got to have it in 4 or 5 days. Very likely not going to happen for in a non-liquid account, such as a retirement account or something like that. It's going to take some time. And now we're talking 30, 40, 50 days probably to get that money out of that account.
Now, when you're an older person, when you're in your 70s, et cetera, you can get to it quicker because you might have it set up with the firm that you have that money in that retirement account, and you can call in, and then they will go ahead, and you've already got it set up, so you can have money sent out to you. But that, again, is going to take time, and you'll have to be sure you have that form set up appropriately and send into them to do that, because they'll want all the information from you that they can get.
Now, one other one that people have money in are annuities. And this is probably the most misunderstood group, because people say, well, if I put money in an annuity, I can't get it out. Well, no, not true. Typically, annuities have surrender charges. They may be 10 years, they may be 8 years, they may be 6 years. But there are surrender charges. But that's only if you take money out prior to the end of the period. So let's say there's a 7-year surrender charge, and it's a 7654321. So if you take it out in the fifth year, you still have a 2% penalty. And if, let's say, you took $1,000 out, 2% of $1,000 is $20. It's not a big deal. If you take it out up early, you're going to have a little bit bigger surrender penalty, obviously. But you can always take 10% out of an annuity.
Now, that's what people don't understand, because I don't think that's explained to them very well.
Right. That 10% is your money to take out if you wish. 10% every year on a 10-year surrender, you could literally wipe the contract out in 10 years, and the only thing would be in there would be the earnings on the contract. So those things are available. And it works the same way as a 401k. Now, Leanne, talk about a 401k quickly. We're running out of time.
Well, 401k is for the company that you are working with or working for. And consequently, they have rules and regulations allowing you to borrow against it or not borrow against it. And if they say you can borrow against it, then there's a certain amount that they will let you to take out. But you are working for that company, and they want that 401k to grow. Needless to say, they have some definite rules and regulations about how much you can and what you can do and when you can do it. And they will definitely have all kinds of paperwork for you to fill out.
And
so be very careful about looking at the 401k as being an emergency place.
And each 401k is different.
That's right.
Husband and wife work for two different companies, and he said, I can get some money out of my 401k, and she says, I can't. That's very common. Each one is a little different. You got to be very careful to not make a judgment and say, well, I can do this or I can't do that, because all 401ks are written differently. Well, I thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. Join us again next week. If you've got some comments or questions, love to hear from you, and call us here at the station.
Experience counts now more than ever when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.